So the first source over here, the sheet, is the Gemara here in Makkos that speaks about the Chiyuv Galus for a father who kills his son, and the ability for the son's brother, the Gol Adam, to kill his father. So we have the Sira again, Tani Chada Av Shaharak Bino Nasa Gol Adam, and Tani Idach Ein Bino Nasa Gol Adam. So does the son have the ability to become a Gol Adam to kill his father or not? It's the Sira in the Brises. And the Gemara's conclusion is, Lakashia, Havivino, Havivino. So a son would not become a Gol Adam to kill his father, whereas the grandson would. So Rashi there, source number two, explains, Haki Garcina, Hello Lakashia, Havivino, Havivino. Hadatanya, Ein Bino Nasa Gol Adam, Pivino Shal Rotzeach Kamar. That in which we said that the son does not become a Gol Adam is talking about the son of the murderer. So the father murders his son, so the son's brother doesn't become a Gol Adam. That which we said the son does become, that's Vinoshal Harug, right? A grandfather kills his son, so the son of the victim, the grandson of the murderer, becomes the Gol Adam. Shu ben Vinoshal Rotzeach, ve'eino muzer al kvodo. So it's Purush and Rashi here, there's no chiyuv of kavod zikeno. There's no chiyuv of kavod for one's grandfather, for his saba. Now, this is a debate amongst the Rishonim. The Gemara in Sota also sounds like this. Source number three: Rachav Yaakov itzful bei Rav Yaakov bar Bartei. Rachav Yaakov took care of his grandson, right, the son of his daughter. Rav Yaakov, the son of his daughter. He got all when his grandson grew up. Amar le Ashken Maya, he said, "Bring me some water." Amar lo lav brich ana. He said, "I'm not your son." So I'm not sure if that fits with the concept of Derech Eretz or not, but strictly speaking, the Gemara seems to imply that there's no chiyuv for a grandson to mechavit his grandfather. And therefore, Rav Yaakov,
even though the grandfather raised
him, even though he raised him, right?
There are two in Yelim here.
Right. The fact that he raised him might warrant some type of kivud, just because he did Akaras HaTov. It could be the whole mitzvah of kivud HaMeim is built on the foundation of Akaras HaTov. And here, certainly, the grandfather is owed a debt of Akaras HaTov by the grandson. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, Lav Brichanan, he's not a son. Again, I'm not sure if the Gemara is recommending this type of response, but strictly speaking, Rav Yaakov was in the right, apparently, that he wasn't his son, and therefore he didn't have a chiyuv to bring him water. Rashi explains, Bar bir tachana, v'ein alai l'chav d'chav kiven. I'm not mitzuvah, v'chav is you like a son. So it's not so clear in Rashi. Rashi could be understood in two ways. It's possible Rashi is telling us that there's no chiyuv for a grandson to mechavit his grandfather. That's a simple read of the Gemara. But you could also read the Rashi a little differently. Vein alai l'chav d'cha kiben. I don't have a chiyuv like a son. Maybe there's a lower level chiyuv. Maybe it's a different chiyuv. Could be there's
a lach of avadat b'nei zaken.
Oh, that's certainly true. There is one level havdere kamocha. It's be nice to everybody. And then if the grandfather is a zaken, or usually he is, the chiyuv, the age for a zaken, I think is usually understood to be 70. So and sometimes people are grandparents below when they're younger than 70. But either way. Often grandparents are included in the concept of zakein. So either if you didn't cover a brios, or if you didn't cover zakeinim, one should certainly be nice to everybody. But the question I want to discuss is whether or not there's a specific mitzvah of kibud zakein, or just like there's a specific mitzvah of kibud aveim. Right? Kibud aveim, you have to be nice to everybody, but yet there's a mitzvah of kibud aveim, a specific mitzvah. So is there a specific mitzvah of kibud zakeino? So this is a question. The Rashi in Makkos, based on the Gemara there, seems to assume pretty clearly there's no such mitzvah. And Rashi in Sota is a little bit more ambiguous. It could be understood as saying there's no mitzvah or that it's a lower level mitzvah. There's a Meiri in Sanhedrin, source number 5, that also assumes there's no mitzvah, but that it's appropriate that a grandson should have mechavit his grandfather. It makes a lot of sense. The Meiri writes, the discussion there is about Shlech Bezdin. Can the grandson become the Shlech Bezdin to somehow punish the defendant who is his grandfather. Ben haben af li shiray lo lechavit is a keno, even though it's appropriate that grandson respects and honors the grandfather. Yikomakov eino bedidi beilu. He's not included in these halachas of who can't become shlech bezdin. Elarei eitzel hadvarim beilu kishavni adam hein lechiv hein neptur. He's like a regular person. He could theoretically become the shlech bezdin. Maybe it's not the most appropriate choice. To have the grandfather give malchus the grandson give. Not just the grandfather, but strictly speaking, it's mutter. So the Meiri seems to say, like Rashi and Makkos, there's no chiyuv, strictly speaking, for a grandson to mechavit his grandfather. And this is brought down the halacha by the Maharik. The Maharik in Shorish Lamed, Maharik was an Italian Rishon, wrote a lot of important shuvas. So in Simon Lamed, it's called Shorish Lamed usually, the Maharik discusses a very interesting question. This whole issue is brought down in the postgame in reference to the question of saying Kaddish. The question becomes, should you say Kaddish for your grandfather? Now usually it's not an issue because usually the sons say Kaddish, but let's say a man only has daughters. So he only has daughters. There's no daughters. The daughters aren't going to say Kaddish.
Or the father died. I mean, the kid has to say
or the father died. Okay, whatever the case may be. The case may be.
So you didn't say Kaddish for the first 40 years, first 40 yahrzeits, and then the father was nifter, and then the grandson is the next
right.
Time.
Okay, so that's an issue there. But the reason the issue became more.
And since when can't the girl say Kaddish for the grandson? That's
itself an issue. The post can discuss the question where the man had only his daughters and the grandchildren want to say Kaddish, but the mothers don't want. The parents, there's this concept like Ayin Hara that a lot of people very much feel strongly that while the parents are alive, the children shouldn't say Kaddish because it's Ayin Hara. So here you have a situation where the grandfather dies. His daughter says, "Don't say Kaddish. I'm still alive." And the grand says, "No, I want to say Kaddish for Zadie, for Grandpa, etc." So the Maharik discusses this issue: can and should the grandson say Kaddish for the grandfather? I'll read the lashon: "Me'achar shedavar talu b'kivud aviv." The chiyuv of saying Kaddish is connected to the chiyuv of kivud aviv. He says, a grandchild has no chiyuv of kavod to his grandparents, and therefore there's no chiyuv to say Kaddish. We have no source, says the Maharik, to v'chayev kavod zakeno. We only have a chiyuv of kivud aveim. Right? And then skip down to the last line. He says, aval ben aben, b'chavod hazakein, ze lo matzino b'shul makom. Says the Maharik, there's no source to b'mechayiv a grandchild to b'mechabit his grandfather, and therefore there's no need to say Kaddish, and there would be k'dima for those people who are really chayiv to say Kaddish. Again, it used to be also once upon a time, even today in some communities, only one person is Kaddish at a time. So then the whole question becomes, who has the right to say Kaddish? Who's really the most, roi for this?
The Kaddish has to be said, like Kriyat HaTorah, it doesn't make a difference.
Right, but it's there are 20 people who say Kaddish. So there's a kadima.
Has to be said. So we choose one guy.
So how do you choose? Usually you choose the person who's in Shiva. He'll say Kaddish first. He's in Shloshim. He's in your type. There's a certain hierarchy. So if this person only wants to say Kaddish to his grandfather, says Maharik, that's very nice he wants to say it, but he's not going to have first dibs, on the Kaddish to be said. Everything at the same time. So Matov, unless the parents are Makbid, there's no issue. But, okay, we'll get back to this in a minute. So again, it's a simple reading of the Gemara in Makkos, Gemara in Sota, Rashi in Makkos. There's no chiyuv for a grandson to mechabit his grandfather. The Rashi in Sota sounds a little bit like there might be a mikzas chiyuv, and the Miri says it's appropriate, but it's certainly not chiyuv. It's appropriate that grandfather. I don't think we need the Miri to say it. It's pretty straightforward. Now there are sources though that imply that there's a chiyuv for a grandchild to mechabit his grandfather. So look at source number 7. It's a medrash that Rashi quotes. In Parshas Vayigash, the pasuk says that Yaakov sacrificed korbanos le'elokei aviv Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak. So the Medrash says, and Rashi quotes it, Bereishis Memvav pasuk Aleph, Chayev Adam michvod aviv yoser michvod zekeino. Lefikach tala v'Yitzchak below Avraham. So why does it say he sacrificed korbanos to the God of his father, Yitzchak, not the God of his grandfather? So says the Medrash, the Rashi quotes, that a person is obligated to mechabit his father more than his grandfather, and therefore it said the God of his father, not the God of his grandfather. So the implication here is that there's a chiyuv to mechabit your grandfather, which is not as much as a chiyuv to mechabit your father. Chayiv adam mechvod aviv yoser mechvod zekeino. So there is a chiyuv of mechvod zekeino. This is a clear source in the Medrash that indicates there's a chiyuv of kavod zakeinu. And the Ramah in a tshuva, we're familiar with the Ramah from the gloss on Shulchan Aruch, but he has a lot of tshuvas. So in Shuvah to Ramah, he takes on the Marik head on. Again, the Marik that we mentioned before, Shorish Lamed, says that there's no such chiyuv. He says there's no source. And the Ramah quotes this Medrash. Source number 8, Ki Marik Kasav Shab, Shalom Atziru Shaben Aben Chayiv Echvod Avi Aviv. The Marik says there's no such chiyuv to mechaved your grandfather. As such, there's no right for the grandson to say kaddish, take somebody else's kaddish away. Again, with the assumption that people are vying for that one kaddish. Lochein hu imadi. I disagree, says the Rama. Tari amru medrash. He quotes the medrash. Vehizmach Yaakov zvachim lokei aviv yitzchak v'lokei avi aviv. Shechayiv adu mechvod aviv yosem mechvod avi aviv. Chen kaz of Rashi. V'dechaber yosem mechvod avi aviv. Mash v'dechayiv mechvod. The Rama makes diuk. There is a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. It might not be as great as your father, but there is such a chiyuv. The v'lav hachi lo shayach lemeimer yoser. Right, it wouldn't make any sense to say that you're chayiv more. If there was no such chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather, it wouldn't say you're chayiv in your kavod aviv yoser. The lashon yoser implies there's a chiyuv on some level to mechabed your grandparents. Chayiv lemeimer chayiv mechvod aviv v'lo mechvod aviv. Should have said there's no chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. The lashon yoser implies that there is such a chiyuv. So the Rama says, I disagree. And indeed, this understanding that it's a chiyuv to mechave your grandfather is found in other sources as well. There's the Yalkut Shimoni that discusses in Parshas Matas Masai, discussing the chiyuv of Galus. The Yalkut Shimoni in Simon Tafshin Pezayin, it's not on the sheet. He writes, "Lefi she'nemar kavedes avicha harei misha harag es bino minayin shebino mutarbo," meaning a grandfather killed his son. How do you know the son of the victim, the grandson, becomes the goel adam? Tamul omar goel adam hu yamis, that he's the goel adam. It's extra pasuk goel adam. You can even be a goel adam to kill your grandfather. So from the fact that the Yalkut Shimoni has a special libud to tell you that you're allowed to kill your grandfather, you can become a goel adam, sounds like usually there's a chiyuv kavod. Meaning, the implication is, you could be daik, that because there's a libud to tell you that you can chayev, you're chayev to become a goel adam to kill your grandfather, it sounds like usually there would be an iser to do so. That's how some understand the Yalkut Shimoni. And similarly, the Rav Yoh in Simon Tov Tov Mem Aleph quotes a daya that we don't pass in like, but the daya of Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Yehuda, who quoted his father as saying that there's a chiyuv for a grandson to sit shiva for his grandfather. We don't do this today. This is on the books, there actually is a concept of shiva for a grandparent. It's not the complete shiva, it's just till the end of the week. The person would say, we'll die on Wednesday, so till Friday you wouldn't shower, you'd do certain things till Friday, then if you come to Shabbos, you would stop. That's on the books. L'maisa, today nobody sits shiva, for their grandparents, even if they're in front of their parents and they're sitting shiva. The concept of sitting shiva for a grandparent does exist on some level in halacha. The Rav Yoh quotes that this concept is outgrowth of the fact that it's the mitzvah of kavod of the kingdom. Since there's a mitzvah to honor grandparents, everybody should sit shiva for them. He writes, "V'risi kasev shuvas shahar ben Shmuel ben Rabbi Yehuda Cohen b'shem Aviv leishiv avelos el zakenim." You should sit shiva on, again, he is assuming you should sit entire shiva lechara on grandparents. "Avelos zaken leishiv avelos el ben bnei banim." A grandfather, a son who loses a grandchild, wouldn't sit shiva. "Shehem chayavim mechvodo v'zet tam tachas avosecha yuvanecha." That the grandchildren are chayiv to honor their grandparents, and therefore they somehow should sit shiva if they lose a grandparent. That's the understanding brought down in the Rav Yoh. So again, you haven't shown him an understanding. There's a mitzvah of kibud zakeno.
Yes. If the grandfather brings up the child, parents are dead, let's say,
right,
from the birth, then there is an obligation, right, on the grandfather.
That was the question we had initially.
For the Gemara itself, it sounds like there was no chiyuv. It could be in sitting shiva, maybe they are. I'm not sure. The Hilchos Avelos is very unique, and that everything is Talmid Minhag. So if the Minhag developed that way, so then that would be the halacha. I'm not aware if a grandparent raised a child, if we're knowing that he sits shiva. I mean, there's a question if a adopted child would sit shiva for their grandparents. Similarly, there's a question if a ger sits shiva for his non-Jewish parents. There's a whole discussion about that. So I'm just not aware. But this is also found, the idea that it's covered, the Kano is found in Sefer Hasidim, who's a Hasid, Simon Shimrim Hey speaks about the fact that, you know, a person can't do the mitzvah, you know, in an ideal set way, so there's always a second chance. Kol mitzvah sheikavu adam aleihem schar afilu mitzvah shel acherim. Kol mishu lo ra aviv im, a person doesn't have parents, he's an orphan, rachon on his son. So how can he mechayim the mitzvah of kibbutz aveim? Says the Sefer Chassidim, yesh lo zokin v'zakein, if he has grandparents, harei zeikayim aleihem mitzvah kibbutz. He can mechayim the mitzvah that way. So again, you have this idea of a kiyum through the grandparents. So we have two groups in the Rishonim. Rashi, based on the Gemara Makis, as the simple reading of the Gemara in Sota, assumes that there's no such halacha, there's no mitzvah for a grandson to mechayim his grandfather. That's the Pesach of the Barik. Whereas the Ramah, based on the Medrash, based on the Yalkut Shimoni, there's a Ravya, Sefer Chassidim, they assume that there is a mitzvah of kibud zekeinu. Now, obviously, if you assume there is a mitzvah to mechaved your grandparent, so you have to do some explaining, because the Gemara in Makis and the Gemara in Sota seem to be pretty clear sources. I mean, in terms of the primary sources, you have two Gemaras, and you have a Medrash. So, Lechara, you usually paskin like the two Gemaras. The Medrash speaks about kibud, you know, avi, if yosem, kibud avi, you know, so rather, chayv adu mechaved, avi, yosem, avi. So it's a medrash. The question is how much you know halachic weight that carries with it. So you have to get out of the Gemaras. So the Achronim spent time trying to answer up the riots. So if you look here, source number 9, the Sheilas Yavitz of Yaakov Emzin, Chelik Beis Simid Kuf Chavtes, discusses how to get out of the Gemara in Makos. I'll read the Lashon here. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Maharik as a Yeshomer, there's no chiyuv to bechavid your grandfather. Says the Rav Yaakov Ebed, there's a chiyuv to bechavid your grandfather because he's quoting the Ramah here. There's a chiyuv to bechavid your grandfather because the Medrash says there's such a chiyuv. Says the Maharik, the Nechora is a Gemara, the Gemara Makas, that there's no such chiyuv. The Maskira bed bedo, nas hashaliach lakoso, afal pitavino, asr. Kedila come on. Ivra lav milzi. He says, no, really, it's not a true. It's not a raya. There's no raya for the Gemara Makas. The Hasam avi rasha askina, the mitzvah lakoso, the kalala. So the Marik, the Shilas Yavitz rather, gets out of the Raya. How does he get out of the Raya? There's a Machalkos who showed him if there's a mitzvah to Mechabit, a father who's a Rasha. Let's say your father's a murderer. So why not? He's your father. So should we Mechabit him? Yeah. Say so he's a murderer. So this is the Machalkos who showed him. The Rambam holds that one is obligated to Mechabit their father even if he's a Rasha. But the Tur and many of you showing based on simple reading, Gemara Mitzvah assume that there's no such chiyuv. If the father's a murderer, there's no chiyuv to mechavid. So the Sheilas Yavitz is assuming, like most of you showing, if there's no chiyuv to mechavid, a father who's a Rasha. And he says, look, the Gemara Malach is talking about a case where a man, a grandfather, killed his son because he was negligent. He was chopping wood, he was negligent, he killed the son. So we can say for these purposes that he's a Rasha. He, after all, it's true, Shogeg. But at the end of the day, if he wasn't so careful about murder, he's probably not a tzaddik. So if we assume that he has a din of a rasha, so therefore the reason the Gemara says about is that a grandson can become a kol adam kill his grandfather is because the father's a rasha. But stam kach, of course, it's a mitzvah on a grandson to mechavid his father. That's how the Sheilas Yavitz gets out of the Gemara in Makas. Obviously,
it's kind of like a thing. The Yavitz is generally seen as one who's very mitzvah, going out of his way. I mean, he lived in a all of the biography,
right?
It's amazing we come to such a conclusion, except be able to answer the Gemara.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a dochak. I agree. It's a little bit of a dochak because he killed the shogeg after all. So say he's a Russia, it's a little bit of a chiddush. There are other answers, and this also doesn't include the Gemara Sota. The Gemara Sota, we're talking about Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yaakov, who took care of his grandson Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yaakov was out of Russia. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yaakov was
they were starting.
So the question becomes, why then, how then can you get out of these riots? So there are other sources in the Achronim to try to deal with this. There's a Klichemda in Parshas Vigash that claims that the Chiyuv to the Chaved was grandfathers only when their parents are alive. These aren't on the sheet. I'm sorry, I didn't have the ability to put all the sources on the sheet. But Klichevda was a Polish Achron, very interesting. He was a Lamdin, Pilpul, Lamdin. I forget his name, escapes me. Anyway, the Klichevda claims that the Chiyuv to Mechabit grandfather is only when your parents is alive. So if your parents is alive, you're the Chiyuv to Mechabit the grandfather. But if the parent is no longer alive, so there's no such chiyuv. So he explains both these gemaras that way. What's the case of the Gemara Makkos? The father killed the son. Now the question is, can the grandson become the Gol Adam? So the grandson's father is no longer alive. So Mele is no chiyuv. Similarly, case of Yaakov, he took care of his grandson because his daughter had died. So the chiyuv to mechabit a grandparent is only when the father's alive. That's a very interesting idea. We'll get to it in a minute. It seems to be implying that the chiyuv to chavida grandparents somehow flows from the chiyuv of kibud avim. Since there's a chiyuv of kibud avim, so mela it somehow extends to the grandparents. Once there's no chiyuv of kibud avim anymore, because the parent is no longer alive. Right. So that's the whole question. And there is chiyuv of kibud avim lachar mis on some level, but we'll leave it for now. Hopefully, we'll get to it in a minute. Another answer that is suggested by the Achronim, Rekiv Eger here on the page in Makkos, quotes the Imre Shefer, who says there's no raya for the Gemara Makkos. Why not? Because it's true there's a chiyuv to mechabed your grandparents, but there's also a mitzvah of the Gol Adam to kill the Roseach. So just because there's a chiyuv to mechabed your grandparents doesn't mean that the you can't become a Gol Adam, because the chiyuv to become a Gol Adam is greater than the chiyuv to mechabed your grandparents. It's not greater than the chiyuv to mechabit your parents. That's apparently a higher level chiyuv. But the chiyuv to mechabit your grandparents apparently is a lower level, as is evident in the Medrash. And therefore, the mitzvah Gol Adam to kill the Roseach is stronger than the mitzvah to kibud zekeno. As such, claims the Imre Shefer, there's no right for the Gemara Makkos. In a chiyuv, there is a chiyuv of kibud zekeno. But there's a another chiyuv of Gol Adam. Again, that won't explain the Gemara in Sota. And lastly, the interesting suggestion of the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Mem of Yoredeya, Sif Lamedal in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra there explains in the Beor that there's a difference between Mechabed, your maternal grandfather, versus your paternal grandfather. Right? With the Gemara in Sota, what does it say? Rav Yaakov took care of Rav Yaakov Bar Barte. Bar Barte means it's the son of his daughter. So says the Gra, there's no chiyuv to mechabed your maternal grandfather. There is a chiyuv though to mechabed your paternal grandfather. What's the difference? So we have a concept of bnei banim hareihem kabanim. So it could be that the concept is limited to bnei banim versus bnei banot. As such, he claims you get out of the Gemara Sota. And then in terms of the Gemara Makkos, what you have to say then is that the case was that the grandfather, the maternal grandfather,
wasn't deserving of his kavod.
Right, he wasn't deserving of the kavod, killed, and then, okay, it's a finish. All these are very dochak understanding.
If you say b'nei v'anot doesn't count, then b'nei also should not count. So if the granddaughter...
I hear you're saying it's only b'nei banim, it's not b'nos banim. Okay, I'm not sure. It's interesting. So the halacha, this is brought out of Shulchan Aruch, 2 days of the Rabbah. I have this on the sheet over here, source number 11 rather. Source number 11, Shulchan Aruch, Sivid, Reish Meb, Sif Chatan, Chaf Dalet, I think it should be Labi Dalet. Yesh Omrim, Sh'eid Adam, Chayiv, Ichvod, Avi, Aviv. Some say there's no chiyuv. That's the barik we saw in Shorash Lamed. The eight of the release of the rabbi disagree. El chay v'chavad avi yosi v'chavad avi yom. There is a chiyuv to mechabed your parents, and there's a lower level chiyuv to mechabed your grandparents. For raya medrash gabi yivizvak zvachim. The rabbi brings a raya for the medrash, as he said in the tshuva. There's a raya that there's a lower level chiyuv to mechabed your grandparents, so it doesn't exist. So the halacha is 2 days of the rabbi and. The Chayyadim is a machriya that there is a chiyuv to mechabed grandparents. There is a unique mitzvah to mechabed grandparents. That's the Chayyadim in Sif Klal Samech Zayin Sif Chafei.
The way to strengthen the sort of argument is to show me examples in four or five or a dozen other cases where we have mitzvah d'oraita, mitzvah d'rabbanan, mitzvah d'divrei sofrim, and chalash, mitzvot chalashot.
Okay, so what we say is a chiyuv. What type of chiyuv is it? Is it d'oraita or is it d'rabbanan? This chiyuv.
But that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about something that is your expression and the expression already used in the tag in the proofs. Where it's a mitzvah, but unless
you have lower level chiyuvim. For example, there's a mitzvah for a son to have his father. There's a mitzvah for a son to have his mother. Now, what happens if your father and your mother? What happens if your father and your mother ask for something at the same time? The father wants a glass of water, or the mother wants you to bring the newspaper.
You only have one glass of water, and they
want the water. So the halacha is that since the mother is chayiv in the kavod aviv, also she's chayiv to she's obligated to chayiv her husband. So maybe the kavod aviv is kodemis the kavod imo. So you have a lower level chiyuv. I mean, it may not be a perfect analogy because the chiyuv of kavod im is just as strong as kavod av. It's just a question of kedima. But here we're talking about a lower level chiyuv. So again, the question I think that should be discussed is whether it's derived from Rabbanan. The Sefer Haredim in Simon Perek Yud Beis, source number 12, assumes that it's in the Raisa. Because of Nami Rabbi in Yisrael, Baal Sefer Menoris Ma'or, Avi Aviv Bichlal Aviv, Vichem Eim Aviv. He says you're chayiv to both the paternal grandfather and the maternal grandfather is a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa to mechayev your grandfather. So he holds the chiyuv d'oraisa. But many achronim assume that's not true. That even if the chiyuv exists, it's only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So when we speak about lower level, we mean d'rabbanan. A lot of the achronim assume that the chiyuv to mechayev your grandfather, even though it does exist, it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Now, the big issue here is where is the source for this? Every time you speak about a chiyuv, so you need a source, right? So in the Torah it says, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, the source of Mechavid, your parents. And then there are drashas, there's a mitzvah of Mechavid, your Achiv HaGadol. So there's a drasha. So where's the drasha in Chazal for the mitzvah of Mechavid, your grandfather, if there indeed such a mitzvah? I mean, the fact that there's no source probably forced some of the Mepharshim to assume there is no such mitzvah. The Marik. And others. But the Ramah and the Halacha assumes there is a mitzvah based on the Medrash. The question is, what's the source for this chiyuv? So there is a parish, a Rishon called Ravina Meyuchas. The Halacha is exactly when he lived. It's not a very common, popular Rishon, but they recently found his Kisvei Yad and they published it. YU published actually his volume of Vayikra, Rav Michal Katz. Zichron Avraham published the volume of Vayikra, and the other volumes were published. And Ravina Meyuchas on the pasuk in Shmos, Perechaf, Mitzvah Kivav Eim, quotes a drasha. Kavedes Avicha Vesimecha, Es Avicha L'Rabo Zekena. He has a drasha that's not found in our works of Chazal. We don't have it in the Mechilta, we don't have it in the Gemara. So apparently there was some type of drasha floating out there. We don't have it, so because we don't have it, many Rishonim didn't have it either, and they didn't quote it. So the question becomes, what is the source? So either you have a drasha. If you don't have a drasha, you have to look for a different source. So a source that's useful, when you don't have a source, is Svara, right? Svara is a din d'oraisa, and if you have no pasuk, you say it's a Svara. You can use one of the midos shatran and drashas for him. So. There's a sefer called the Sefer Yichus HaTanaim VaMoraim. It's written by Ashkenazi Rishon. And it's a very interesting work. It's essentially a biography of different Tanaim Amoraim. And in the work, he has certain halachas that he mentions, Derech Agav. So in the section on Rav Akiva Yaakov, he discusses the story that he raised his grandson. And he discusses this concept of the chiyuv to mechavid your grandfather. And he says it's a culture case. He says, if there's a chiyuv to mechavi your parents, there's a chiyuv to kibra v'aim. So, it's a kol shekein that you should mechavi your grandparents. Because your parents are mechayev in kibud horeihem. So then you should be chayev in kibud zekeno. It's a kol shekein. And then he says, maybe it's a kal v'chomer, right? Kol shekein, kal v'chomer. some understand it, that it's learnt from the chiyuv. It's a kol shekain from achiv gadol. It's a chiyuv to mechabit your older brother, so kol v'kolmer to mechabit your grandfather. And look at the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim says that source number 12, last line, the time of kulu b'shum the v'nei banim harehim kavanim. Like I mentioned before, there's a concept of v'nei banim harehim kavanim. So l'chara that would be mechayiv a grandchild to mechabit his grandfather. And the Bach, source number 13, quotes a different makor. The Bach says that the Lashon Aviv doesn't mean your father. When the Torah uses Lashon Aviv, sometimes that means your grandfather. He says over here, fourth line, Vesu, fourth line, Dharei Lamdu Bemedra Shocher Tov. There's a mitzvah to honor your father-in-law, certainly your grandfather. The Torah says Aviv. Sometimes the Torah refers to grandfather in the Lashon of Aviv. The Chsiv, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak. Hashem is talking to Yaakov, and he says, I'm the God of your father, Avraham. Avraham wasn't his father, Avraham was his grandfather. And yet the Torah called his grandfather his father. So you see, says the Bach, the Lashon Aviv sometimes refers to grandfather. So the Torah says, Kabeinis Avicha Vesimach. What does that mean? Your father. Your father might include your grandfather. So according to these Mefarshim, the Chiyuv to Mechavid, your grandfather, somehow flows from the general Chiyuv Kivud Avim. Either it's a Kol Shekein, it's a Kal V'Chomer, it's included in the Drush as a Pasuk, Es Avicha, or like the Bach, the word Avicha actually means your grandfather. Right? Also, B'Svara, you know, your parents want you to Mechavid your grandparents, right? A father would want his son to Mechavid his father. So L'chora, it's a Kivud Avim to Mechavid your grandfather, because that's the you're fulfilling Rotsud Avim. Right? So, that's what the Shelas Yavetz suggests. Earlier in source number 9, he says, it's actually not the Shelas Yavetz, it's Shlitz Yaakov, source number 14. He claims that there's a chiyuv to mechabit your grandparents because that's what your parents would want. Right? This is a question I discussed earlier, of a situation where the grandfather died and the mother doesn't want you to say Kaddish. So this is a situation where the paternal grandfather died, the father died, the grandfather died, and now the mother doesn't want you to say Kaddish for her father-in-law. So the question is, should the son listen to her mother and not say Kaddish for his paternal grandfather, or should the son be mechavid his grandfather and say Kaddish? He's caught in a bind. The mother says, don't say Kaddish. And his paternal father-in-law died. He wants to say Kaddish for the paternal grandfather. So it says the Shmuz Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reischer. He wrote the Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov. His last four lines. Just like a mother can't say, don't say Kaddish on your father. He covered Av, God only covered Ein. Aliba dukoliyama. Kain ene yecholim limchos lomar kadesh al chamiha v'chamosa l'fishe hu kavod baila aviv shel bina ki kvodam hu kvodam akever. Says the Shmuz Yaakov that when you say kadesh for your grandfather, you're being mechavid your father, because your father, who's no longer here, wants to say kadesh for your grandfather, and as such, there's a kiyum of Kivud Avim directly, because you're honoring your father by saying Kaddish for your grandfather. That's how the Shmuz Yaakov assumes. Again, he's assuming there's a mitzvah of Kivud Avim, Lachar Misa, which is a whole discussion in its own right. So, what we have here is a group of Rishonim who say there is a Chiyuv, and I'll give you a source. What's the source? It's somehow an outgrowth of the mitzvah of Kivud Avim. But there are other Rafarshim who say, no, there's a mitzvah to Mechavi your grandparents, but it's not part and parcel of Kivud Avim. It's a new halach. It's a separate, independent halach. So if you look back at the Bach over here, the Bach in four lines from the bottom, he says, Vesu, Kevin is the Kato Chai of the Lab the Torah. There's a special mitzvah a grandfather teach Torah to his grandson. The East of Hekam the Kedusha, the Flam, there's a mitzvah a grandfather teach Torah to his grandson. Hech Sakadaitech to Nechshav Lo Leven, the Lab the Torah, who ain't an Nechshav Lo Leav, in and cover. So how can it be that your Machayev teach him Torah like a son, but you're not mechayev to respect your grandfather. Vesu, the ikar tam a kavod shehishba kavod av Le'eim, le'kavod ha'malkum. Ho'mishum she'shon she'shutzpim, k'mo she'nitzbar b'tchilas simen zeh. So the Bach says two things. The first thing he says is that, well, if there's an obligation to teach Torah, so you're like his father. So again, it's back to the Kivud Av'eim model. But the second thing he says is that, look, you owe a debt of Hakaras Tov to your father, because he created you, and you owe a debt of Hakaras Tov to your grandfather. So if the mitzvah of Kivud Zekeno is just in Hakaras Tov, it's not necessarily part and parcel of Kivud Av'eim, it's just a separate halach of Hakaras Tov. Meaning, at the end of the day, if we're not for the grandfather, we wouldn't be here. So it might be a little bit separate. It could be, according to this understanding of the Bach, I'm suggesting that it's not part of the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim, but it's parallel to the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim. Just like Kivud Av'eim warrants a certain level of Hakaras Tov, so too, Kivud Zekeno is a reflection of the Hakaras Tov. But it's not part of mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim, but it's parallel to it. I want to discuss just briefly some Daf Kavitas to this question. What is the relationship between Kivud Av'eim and Kivud Zekeno? So again, this could be Talia in this Chakira. If it's part and parcel of the same mitzvah, so really, you know, it's all in one. There's the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim, and that mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim somehow is mechayev even Kivud Zekeno, right? It's an extension of the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim. Or, but if the source is just that, you know, Hakaras Tov, it's a parallel chiyuv, it might be independent. So what are the nafkaminas? So what is the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim? What does it include? So we know the word helps in the Kedushin, it includes many things. You have to help your father with his, with his physical needs. If he needs help getting dressed, he needs help eating, everything. You have to mamish. It's a very encompassing mitzvah that would include many, many details. Now, what about the mitzvah of Kivud Zekeno? Is it as encompassing, or is it more limited in its scope? So if you look at the source number 9, the Shalos Yavetz, the second to last line on the page over here, on page number 1, he says, "V'ram hacha v'ksheri Yisrael skinan." If your grandfather is a regular person, he's kosher, he's not a Rasha. "V'asid k'mashal d'chol hanu d'chai v'chvodam yosem yisharam k'gon l'chavdo v'kim v'hider." You have to mechavah them more than regular people, you have to stand up for them. It doesn't sound like the chiyuv of Kivud Zekeno is all-encompassing. Machilo, mashkeyo, etc. It sounds like you have to stand up for them, you have to, you know, be especially gracious, especially respectful. But it seems to be more limited. So again, this could be telling in the Chakira. If Kivud Zekeno is part of Kivud Av'eim, so you might say it includes all the permutations, you know, all the examples of Kivud Av'eim. Whereas if it's an independent halacha, it might be more limited. Again, it's not necessarily mukhach. You could say that it's part of Kivud Av'eim, but it's just more limited. But that would be one potential nafkamina. Another nafkamina that I think is interesting is the question of stira between Kivud Zekeno and other mitzvahs. We know, let's say you have an internal contradiction between two mitzvahs. You have to make a choice, a difficult choice. You can either do this mitzvah or that mitzvah. So if you have two mitzvahs that say, the pasha says you can only have a chance to do one. So if they both are chayiv at the same time, you have a choice. Pashas. But if one is greater, so the Gemara says in Pesachim, for example, you have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Esei Sheish Bokaris. And then you have a mitzvah, an essay of Hashlama, of making the Korbanos in the proper order. So if you didn't bring the Korban Pesach at the right time, so you'll bring the Korban Pesach at a different time, because you have two mitzvahs essay, a mitzvah of Hashlama, a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, as Karis, pushes off the mitzvah essay of Hashlama. So Gemara in Pesachim Nuntes. Asi, I say the Pesach, the Isbe Karis Vidachi, I say the Ashlama, the Lesbe Karis. So Kivud Av'eim also, likewise, is a very, very Chamor mitzvah. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah, it's Chamor Shuvah Chamuros. Right? The Gemara says the Kedushin Av Lamed, Hishva Kasuv Kavod Av'eim, the Kavod Makam. It's very, very Chamor. So the question is, if you have a conflict, or you have limited resources, your time, money, you want to know how should you spend your resources. Should you do it? Spend your time and money for Kivud Zekeno, or should you spend your time and money for another mitzvah essay? So if Kivud Zekeno is part of Kivud Av'eim, l'chore, it would be a mitzvah chashuva. It would be a mitzvah chamura. Right? The Rambam has a lashon in Hilchos Ma'amrim, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, that Kivud Av'eim is a mitzvah gedola. It's a great mitzvah. So if Kivud Zekeno is a part and parcel of Kivud Av'eim, it would make sense that the resources should be directed towards that mitzvah. If it's a regular mitzvah, so independent mitzvah, it might not necessarily have a special status like the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim. Now what happens when you have a stira between the mitzvah of Kivud Av'eim and the mitzvah of kibud zakena. I mentioned before the case in the Achronim. You have to say kaddish. So you have to say kaddish to your grandfather, and your mother says no. So you have a stira here. Who wins out? The parents or the grandparents? So in the Medrash, it's very clear. The Medrash we quoted says, Chayav adam mechvod aviv yoser mechvod zakena. There's a chiyav to mechavi your grandfather, your father, more than your grandfather. So it's very clear that if you have a stira, l'chara, the kavod aviv would beat out kavod zakena. Again, unless you would say that the kavod zakena is somehow kavod aviv as well. But the basic understanding of the Medrash is that if you have a stira, so then essentially what you have is the kavod aviv trumping kavod zakena. But it's not necessarily the case. Because Misvara, as we mentioned before, if the kavod of zakena is somehow a kosher cane, right? Well, the look of the sefer Yichus Tanaim v'Moraim is the kosher cane. So what's the kosher cane? Kosher means if you're chayev to chayev your parent, kosher cane should be chayev your grandparent. Sounds like your grandparent is greater. So if your grandparent is greater, maybe that there's a internal contradiction. You should be chayev your grandfather more than your father. Just like the Gemara says, if you have the father and the mother, so kavod aviv is kodem l'kavod imo. But it's interesting. The Gemara actually says, let's say the parents are divorced. Two parents are divorced. So and your father says bring me a glass of water. Your mother says bring me a glass of water. So what's the halacha?
Isn't she your mother even though they're divorced? What's shaykh?
Yeah, she's your mother, but she's not chayv in her husband.
Her
ex-husband. So then the Gemara says, do whatever you want. So you could say the same thing here. Your father and your grandfather, they're equal. So theoretically, logically, we have three options. Either kavod aviv and kavod ima are totally equal, or kavod aviv is greater, or kavod zakena is greater. It's the kosher cane, it's the kavod chomer, kavod zakena is great. And this, of course, would affect, questions of internal contradictions between the kavod zakena versus kavod aviv. Okay.